The Pot of Gold, Chapter 1. Some people believe that very small men, called leprechauns, live in Ireland. Leprechauns are intelligent, and they work hard. They're often rich, and people believe they hide their gold under the ground. Leprechauns are honest, and they always keep a promise. But leprechauns like to trick people, and that's why people tell stories about them. This is one of the stories. Sean O'Brien worked on a farm. The work was difficult. All day, Sean worked in the potato field. Sean didn't like hard work. He often stopped his work and sat under a tree. He dreamed about being rich.
"I want to find a pot of gold and be rich. Then I can stay home all day and sleep."
One day, Sean stopped work and sat on the grass. Soon, he went to sleep and had a dream. In the dream, Sean was very rich. He had many pots full of gold coins. He started to count the gold, but something woke him. Sean heard a voice. It was a leprechaun with a green hat and coat and a long beard. The leprechaun had scissors in one hand and some of Sean's hair in the other. The leprechaun began to sing a song.
"I'm an intelligent leprechaun. I make gold from people's hair. Then I hide it in the forest. But you'll never find it there."
Sean put his hands on his head. His hair was very short.
"Hey, why did you take my hair?"
Sean asked angrily. The leprechaun didn't answer. Suddenly, the golden hair in the leprechaun's hand started to change. It became hard, like gold. Sean was very surprised. The hair transformed into real gold. The leprechaun put the gold coins in a pot and ran into the forest.
"I must catch that leprechaun,"
thought Sean.
"He stole my hair to make that gold. The gold is mine."
Sean ran after him, but the leprechaun was very fast.
"Which way did he go?"
thought Sean.
"I'll never find him now."